our Camping World Series Pro Stock winner, Dallas Glenn, who is also a Rookie of the Year candidate, and with a victory, just broke a tie with Josh Hart for the Pro Stock teams out there. They have to be going crazy. In the first round, he ran Aaron Stanfield, got through Aaron. Second round was able to get around Kenny Delco, setting up a semifinal match against Mason McGahey, which he won. And then a big final round battle against Erica Enders. Erica was 005, left second. Dallas, 001, wins the race and preserves a 32-point lead for Greg Anderson. Had Erica won, that would have been cut to a near virtual tie. Dallas, when you hear about your race day, walk us through some of the memorable moments.
Well, obviously, first round was definitely going to be a memorable moment no matter what, because the way that the ladder was stacked. Okay, so going in, that was actually the, I guess if I was nervous at all, that was the most anxious for that one, just because I, you know, Aaron's gotten me twice this season. He's gotten me in a final round, and I really wanted revenge on him. So when I got by Aaron, I just kind of relaxed and just started clicking him off. And then I missed it a little bit in the semis against Mason, but luckily, I think my a little bit of my reputation on with the clutch pedal kind of helped me out today, and it gave me a little bit of luck when I needed it. And then in the final, it was just, I'm just going to try to do everything I can and hit all my spots. I knew where I was set up, and I had all the faith in Rob Downing, Dave Connolly, and Jason Lyon is in town here helping us out, and I knew it was going to be good as long as I could do my job and hit all my shifts. And I knew I was good on the tree, so I was just hoping the wind light came on.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media for our Pro Stock winner, Dallas Glenn. Darren, yes, name an affiliation.
Darren Williams, American Hot Rod Entertainment. I just wanted to know, obviously you had a little problem before you start the car up in the final. You know, how were you able to not get rattled and still be able to go out there and cut a 001 and help out your teammate in the final? How cool was that for you?
Really, once the car fires up, everything else just kind of falls away. Just take a deep breath and then just do my thing. So I just took an extra deep breath before I went into pre-stage and then just kind of did my thing. I knew once I heard the starter go off for when they reached underneath the dash, because it was my starter button on my panel up there didn't work. So once they reached under and I heard the starter turn over and I knew it wasn't the starter, it's just I knew we were going to be fine. So I guess it's just it was a lot of bracket racing experience in there, I think.
How good did it feel to leave on Erica like that? 001 to 05.
Well, I mean, I knew I was really good when I left. I didn't know how good she was until the slip, but I knew I was set up tight. And when I left and stayed shallow and everything, and when it went green, and I was like, I know it was good. So it feels really good to go up there with a plan and be able to execute.
Next question.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media, Dallas. A lot of strategy going on this weekend. Do you think that actually helped you going through the weekend, having that strategy, having a little bit of extra motivation, not only for yourself, but for the team?
I'd say, thinking, you know, looking back at it now, there actually might be some benefit to it, because anytime you can get a good car out early, it helps, because the longer you let them run, the better they get. So to be able to take out some of the good cars in first round is definitely helping throughout the race. I mean, not to say that any of the other cars are any worse, because Pro Stock's just brutal right now. You know, there's usually thousands between several of us, but it definitely changes the game and just adds that little bit of pressure and a little more fun to it.
Congrats and good luck on Rookie of the Year.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Kevin McKenna, National Dragster.
Everyone's talking about you as Rookie of the Year, but you kind of got a bigger thing on your agenda where you're still in the saddle for the championship.
Yeah,
a championship.
Yeah, if I just go up there and try to do the same exact job that I did today in Pomona, I honestly, like, I don't care about Rookie of the Year at that point. I just want to try to get as many race wins as I can and see if we can get a championship or at least get second. So that's the main goal, is just to go up there at the end of the day, is just go up and get round wins and win races.
A lot of discussion about the elite team and their move to get Greg. It pays off by 1/1000th of a second. And then a lot of KB-powered cars taking shots at Erica along the way. I just want your take on all of that. Bracket racers around the country know that that's kind of how you have to get it done. But at the same time, you know, your thoughts on the semifinal, Erica versus Troy Coughlin, where his car went silent at the 1,000-foot mark.
I didn't really get to see the run. I haven't seen it on TV yet or any replays of it, so I don't know. I know that on that run in the semis, my car was moving around. That was the most windy, I think, run that we've had. Mine was moving around, and it's possible he could have gotten out of the groove. I don't know. I haven't seen it. So, but at the end of the day, you just have to put those behind you, go up and try to do everything you can to take them out. You know, Eric has gotten me twice as well, just like Aaron was, so I really wanted revenge, especially because both those were in the countdown, and those were big points moves.
Well, you got it done. Your third career win in the Camping World Series. He's your Pro Stock winner, Dallas Glenn. Dallas, congratulations. How are you going to celebrate this? What do you do? You're in Vegas. What's going to happen?
Me, I'm probably going to go get something to eat and then pass out and go to sleep.
There you go. There's one for pass out and go to sleep. Thank you, Dallas. Great job. Congratulations.